It's Power Back Time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each episode brings you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've unintentionally given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. It's Thursday, which means it's time to take your power back. Look, if you are new to the power back concept, or just as a refresher, if you are a regular listener, power back episodes are shorter, bite-sized episodes that are like mini coaching sessions. So I'm all about combining energetic expansion, manifestation, feelings with grounded, practical action. Both things require one another. And so power back episodes are a chance for you and I to spend 15, 20 minutes together to hyper-focus on a very specific topic. And today's topic is about relearning how to trust yourself. Look, one of the top reasons I see women not going after the things that they truly want to is because they don't trust themselves. They don't trust the gut feelings that they're having. They don't trust the desires that are showing up in their life. They're not trusting their abilities to make decisions or the tugs that they're feeling in every aspect of their life and business to do things a different way. So today I'm going to walk you through the cues that your body is giving you. Your body is a guide. It is a voice. It is a compass that is always communicating with you. The goal here is to learn how to listen. By the way, if you're digging these mini coaching sessions and you're like, you know what, I think I'm ready to go a little bit deeper, I have coaching programs that you can do just that with me. So if you go to lauraora.com, click on the tab that says work with me, and you can learn about the different coaching programs that I offer. We can do one-off sessions, ongoing coaching programs individually, and then we've got some really cool group stuff coming up soon. All right, so where I want to start with you with this is as a reminder that the answer is always inside of you. As women particularly, we tend to go outside of ourselves for validation from other people, the way that people are doing things, the way people are running their business, the way that people are doing things in their life. And we look outside of ourselves for the answer. We're looking for ways that it is quote unquote right to do something, the right way to build a business, the right way to run your household, the right way to eat. We're looking for all of these answers outside of us. And while there is influence, while there is education, that is very different than saying, I'm not going to listen to what I'm already feeling, and I'm going to take your advice over my own. When you allow yourself to truly tap in and to truly listen to your body, which is an ever-evolving compass, your mind, your body, your spirit, your energy, your focus, everything is telling you and guiding you in a direction. And when you can strengthen the muscle of listening instead of seeking, you really start to learn how your body is guiding you and that you do truly have the answer. I also want to say to you that if your answer looks different than someone else's, that doesn't mean that it's wrong. If you want to build your business in a certain way and no one else is doing it, amazing. You're an innovator. If you want to decorate your house in a style that has been gone for 30 years or hasn't yet been discovered, you're not wrong. If you want to dress in a way that nobody else does, but you feel most authentic in it, then do it. You're not wrong. Your right, your yes, your fuck yes is yours for a reason. And there's no need to seek outside validation to say, you know what, you can do that. The power of trusting yourself is simply that. It is your own power. Because when you start to trust yourself, you make decisions more confidently. You take more risks in the direction of where you truly want to be. You start to build your life and your business in a way that aligns with you instead of the way that you should. And when you honor yourself, there is so much peace. There's so much happiness available to you. Look, I also want to recognize and honor that sometimes saying yes to yourself and trusting your intuition feels muddy, feels mucky, especially if you're going against the grain of something. Like, I don't want to upset somebody. I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And I understand that. And so sometimes these are hard decisions to make. But at the end of the day, you're choosing. Do you want to disrupt someone else's peace unintentionally? Like, you're not seeking out to fuck people up, right? And if you are, then we need to have a different conversation. But sometimes your truth may upset somebody in some way, and that's okay because it's not your responsibility. The way that they process your truth is not up to you, and it's not your responsibility to fix. You are responsible, however, for yourself and how you feel. So are you going to let somebody else down and let that process happen and unfold the way that it needs to? Or are you going to continue to let yourself down on a regular basis? That's what this boils down to, is letting yourself down by putting your needs last, by saying no to yourself and yes to everyone else. One thing that I have learned, and it is becoming evident more and more every single day of my life, is that when you say yes to yourself, everything gets to be easy. Business gets to be easier. Your finances get to be easier. Your anxiety and depression starts to go away. You don't fucking hate people in traffic as much as you used to. Like, all of these things really add up. When you're constantly putting yourself last, that shit adds up, my love. If you're feeling like a bag of assholes on a regular basis, the first thing I'm going to ask you is, are you trusting yourself? Are you doing things that light your fire, or are you giving away yourself to everyone else? Trusting yourself is nothing more than hearing or feeling the answer and allowing yourself to act on it. Even if immediately it might feel a little bit uncomfortable, I can promise you that the more that you do this, the easier it gets, the stronger that muscle gets, and the more you realize how much impact that has on your life. I'll give you a quick example. Back when the peak of online courses came about, I jumped on the bandwagon. I thought, okay, well, that's what everyone else is doing. That is what people are doing to be successful. That's how people are creating revenue. This is the right thing to do. So I should do that. Notice how I threw in the word should. All the while, in the background, I had this like weight inside of my gut. I was like, I put it off to the 11th hour every single time. I drug my feet. I didn't talk about it much on social media. Like, it just never really felt good. And I was trying to force myself to do something based off of what was working for everybody else. And so I went through the process painstakingly. I built out courses, and while there's amazing content in it, they never took off. Now they sit out in the universe somewhere and on my computer, as a gentle reminder that I don't have to do things that don't feel right to me, and that I get to grow my business in the way that feels right to my soul, in a way that is energizing and exciting, and like I can't wait to do it instead of trying to shove it in a closet. My gut was telling me, this is not for you, but my mind was like, yeah, but what if we just... Sound familiar? We all get in these positions. And I want to give you a very simple way to start recognizing how to know what your body is saying. If this is a yes, keep going. Or if this is a no, we need to turn around and do something else. It's a little concept that I like to call bricks or butterflies. So part of building your trust within yourself is recognizing what your physical bodily cues look and feel like. There are a couple of different ways and places that people feel intuition or a drop-in or like a gut feeling. So if you want to learn a little bit more about the three spaces of intuition, I have an amazing episode with the fabulous Sarah Martucci, who's a psychic medium. It's episode 66, so you gotta rewind and go back a little ways, but it still to this day is one of my top listen to episodes because, one, Sarah's fucking fantastic to listen with, but two, it really helps you understand the different spaces of your intuition. So as a quick snapshot, it's your mind, your heart, or your gut. I am a gut girl in a lot of different ways, but that's for a whole different episode. But I feel things in my gut, my knowing, my intuition, my like clarity always, always, always comes from my gut. And so when you can first recognize where you feel your intuition, it will help you to recognize if, am I overthinking something or is this a real ass thing? For instance, I know that my knowing is not in my mind. When I am up in my brain hole, having a whole ass conversation, going 100 miles an hour in 400 different directions, that's not my intuition, my friend. That is my overthinking. That is my conditioning. That is my past experiences. Those are other people's voices. And so I can recognize when I'm trying to make a decision, when I'm trying to move forward on something or implement something new in my business or try something new in my life, if my brain starts taking over, that is my cue to say, you know what? We got to pump the brakes. We need to feel into this. I'm not going to act on a space that is not intuitively guiding me. If you listen to episode 66 and you learn like, hey, I am a head person. My clarity does come from my head. Then fantastic. You can apply this bricks and butterflies concept to any part of your body where you are feeling out the right answer. So knowing that I am a gut person, I'm just going to use that analogy and go down that path. So bricks and butterflies is how I feel into if something is right or wrong for me. If it's a yes or a no, a green light or a red light. Bricks are a heavy, sinking, dense feeling. It often comes with a feeling of like, something isn't quite right, but I can't put my finger on it. I'm trying to force something to happen, but like things just don't seem to be lining up. It's kind of like, have you ever been driving home and you're like, I don't know, I just have this weird feeling like I should take a different road. And then later on, you find out that there something happened on the normal path that you would have taken. And like, oh my gosh, had I gone that way, like I would have been a part of that situation. That is your body's way of saying like, hey, something's not fucking right. This isn't for us. This isn't where we should go. This is not the direction that we should take. So this is a course correct moment. You can feel this with new services that you want to put into your business. You can feel this out with new hires and employees and contractors and partners. You can use this when you go to buy a new house or move to a new city. Like if you're just getting a lower, dense, heavy feeling, like a brick is sitting in your stomach, then that is your body's way of saying, cut bait, turn around, get out, let's go another direction. Whereas if you feel butterflies, which tend to be a much lighter feeling, it tends to be a little higher in the gut area, and it's often pretty fluttery, literally like butterflies. I like to envision it like when you get on a roller coaster. I don't ride those anymore because, you know, like I'm 38 years old and my body's like, fuck you, we're not doing that. But when we used to ride roller coasters, you know, when you get to like, you know, that click, 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 and you're getting to the top and you start getting like, woo, like I'm excited, but I'm also really nervous and I kind of want to puke, but I also want to put my hands up. That light, airy, fluttery feeling is usually a good sign. Even though it doesn't always necessarily feel the greatest, it is a really good indicator that you are headed in the right direction because it's excitement. It's adrenaline. It feels like a yes. And sometimes that feeling is really big, but also sometimes it's really subtle. So yeses aren't always explosions. I think sometimes we want this like very clear, like from the heavens, like, yes, that is the right way to go. Please continue to do that. Like that would be super fucking awesome, right? Like if we could just get some clarity up in here, that would be very beneficial. But that's not usually how the way that it works. So listening into your body, sometimes the yeses are little tiny, tiny soft whispers. They're like little pings or little moments of excitement or honestly, clarity. When things feel easy or natural or in a way that is just like, yup, this makes sense. This feels good. All of these are indicators that you're headed in the right direction. So the first step in relearning how to trust yourself is understanding what your bodily cues are. Sometimes it's a soft whisper. Sometimes it's a loud ass bang. Noticing where it is in your body. Is it in your mind? Is it in your heart? Is it in your gut? Hell, is it in your left ass cheek? Like all of our bodies are so different. So my experience may look and feel and sound a little bit different than yours. Your cues, if you are a mind person, might feel different. So you might have a lot of chatter, a lot of talk if you're out of alignment or you're headed in the wrong direction, or you might have a lot of peace and clarity and like simplicity in your mind. So again, I would super encourage you to go back and listen to episode 66 because it really goes into the depths of all three different spaces of intuition. Once you identify where you feel your intuition the most, Now is to listen. Notice, listen, feel into things. And then one of the most powerful things in the whole ass world that you could ever do is allow yourself to listen, allow yourself to act, and allow yourself to be in the space of what it is that you truly feel. So back to the example from earlier when I was creating those courses, if I went back in time and looked at and felt into what I was truly feeling, instead of forcing myself to do something that I didn't really want to do, that didn't excite me, that didn't have any pizzazz to it, honestly, I would have listened to my body and I would have allowed myself to not create those courses. Now, I want to say that that was a mistake, right? And even though those courses didn't take off, ultimately they failed, I learned a lot about myself. So this is not about going back in the history and like beating your ass up for all the times that you should have listened to yourself. We're not shoulding on this here either. It's about recognizing and honoring here and moving forward. So I know that those didn't take off, but now I know stronger what my body was trying to say to me. I understand what those cues were and how they were speaking and communicating with me, which now helps me hear and understand them better now. And you can do the same as well. If you allow yourself to listen, to stop and pause long enough to listen, like you can use this exercise anytime that you go to make a decision, anytime that you go to do something new, or whether you're at a crossroads or whatever is happening in life or business, you can use this exercise to like, hold on, let's pause. I don't need to jump to conclusions. I don't need to make a decision in the moment. And if you're feeling rushed into making a decision, by the way, now that usually ends up in a shithole. So if you're feeling forced to do something, your body's going to push back on you. I can almost guarantee you. But when you pause, you give yourself a chance to hear yourself. Instead of the noise, instead of the influence, instead of what's going on around you or circumstances in your life or what other people are doing on the internet, like when you simply pause, the power of pausing, I'm telling you, is underrated. Because when you pause, you can hear. When you can hear, you can feel. Feel. Then, my friend, you get to decide. You get to decide in a way that aligns with you, that feels right to you, that leads you down the path that you were intended to walk down. And even though it may be scary and unknown and different and unconventional, it's yours. Learning to trust yourself helps you to grow your confidence. It helps you to make better decisions, ones that feel right to you and have a positive impact on your life. It also influences the people around you. It helps you to reduce your anxiety and your what ifs and your overthinking. And trusting yourself is everything, my friend. And if you're just getting started on this journey, if you're saying, Laura, I know, I hear you, I'm ready to do it, but I'm scared. I want to part you with this. What you truly feel and believe doesn't have to make sense to anybody else. And when you do allow yourself to act on your innate feelings, that thing that your body is telling you, you get to have everything that you think about. Your business starts to expand. Your relationships start to get better. Your inner peace gets protected. You get time back. You do more things that are more enjoyable on a regular basis. And not only is that incredible for you, but it's incredible impact for the people that are around you, especially if you've got kiddos in your life, their children or nephews or nieces or cousins or people that you're around. They get to see that. They get to see your happiness and how you choose yourself and what an amazing legacy to pass on, that choosing yourself is not only brave and wise, but it's necessary. So start small. Allow yourself to pause in moments where you need to make decisions. Allow yourself to hear what it is that your body is really saying, and then give yourself permission to take aligned action that matches it. Ooh, my friend, I'm a nerd for this kind of stuff. So if you're going through this process and you're like, you know what, I really could use support from someone, I highly, 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 highly encourage you to go to lauraora.com and book a discovery call. Look, in 30, 40 minute conversations, I have seen women's whole perspectives on things turn inside out for the better. So it would be a true honor to learn about the space that you're in right now and to give you some guidance on your next steps to take. Next week on the Gutsy Podcast, episode 146 is about monetizing your podcast. So if you are a podcast host, meaning you're currently hosting a show, or you are thinking about or in the beginning stages of building a podcast, next week's episode has a lot of unique ways for you to monetize it, because that's not always the most straightforward thing to do. In the meantime, I would love, love, love to connect with you on social media. I play the most on TikTok and Instagram. You can find me using @thatLauraAura. And as always, until I see you next time, stay gutsy.